song, baby, love you all night long. It's a love like that. It's a love like that. Love you like a love song, baby, love you all night long. It's a love like that. It's a love like that. She dreams of sunny days and holding hands, and I would whisper in her ear.
You gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
How dare you, Chewbacca? That was Cowboy Indian. That's our guest this week on the podcast.
Man, get Chewbacca out of here.
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Down.
Ramirez, Mr. Ramirez here, podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in a snowy town called Reno. I am your host, Nick Ramirez, and this is the Worst Little Podcast. Today we have Cowboy Indian. I got my co-host Kim here. I got fucking Dogwater Dick and the interns in the back, and we're gonna have a hell of a show. So stay tuned.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And we're back. Welcome to the show.
Fucking Smooth. Dogwater Dick. God. Fucking Dogwater Dick.
I love how
Dick.
Nick Not plays with my mind. Fucking Dogwater Dick.
America's favorite faggot.
I knew that was coming. I knew that drop was next. I can read you like a book.
And this is on KOZZ, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, we're not allowed to do it on real radio.
We can't clean up our act.
This is real. This is real.
Yeah, it is.
It's just not, it's not FCC compliant.
No. Right. No. We're on the internet. We get to pirate this until they tell us we can't do that anymore, motherfuckers. Better not.
I worked at a pirate radio station in San Marcos, Texas.
Did you really?
Did you have parents say,
we could say anything we wanted on the real radio.
That's awesome.
That's
dude.
Sweet.
But like, did the FCC like knock down your door?
If you the guy who ran it was in court constantly. He was like some sort of free speech like advocate sort of guy. I don't know his whole story, but he ran the radio station out of like a little room he built on the side of his house, and there was a little door that you could open like something out of Willy Wonka, and you'd open it and you'd be like yell for him in his house, and he would come, what do you need, and he would talk to us.
If I have
and
problems
would come out.
If I got problems sleeping later on, you can call me and tell me that story again.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought it was a lovely story.
Yeah. I thought it was very nice.
With the little door, the Wonka door.
Sorry. Right.
No, I was picturing the dude from Stranger Things.
Okay.
I was picturing Meow Wolf for some reason.
Wow.
I was thinking.
What are you guys on? Wow.
Well, we all dropped acid before the show. Where were you?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just wanted shots.
But... Yeah, I just wanted to do a shot, but that was all right. That's okay.
It was blotter.
Oh, my
God.
Hey,
how about a love song, Lukey? You like, hey, Jimmy, what's up down there?
What up, man?
Hey.
All right.
Jimmy
Big
Revolver.
John taking the... taking the wheel there for a second.
Well, I'm just trying to introduce
the band. Getting the shit back on course.
I mean, it's like, hey, I got to watch the Olympics
John
tonight.
John gets nervous if he doesn't know where we're headed.
Yeah.
No, it's not well, still on. It was just, I just figured I'd say that to get out of here, you know?
He devoted. Yeah,
that wouldn't get you out of here.
The luge is up in about an hour, and my DVR is on the fritz, so yeah, I got to get out of here.
Well, let's introduce the band, and we'll start downstairs. Introduce yourself. Tell us what you play.
My name is Jimmy Revolver. I play drums, and I am a son of a gun.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Okay, on the bass?
You've got John Von Oldie on the bass.
I like your belt buckle, or it's a car. What is that? A car seatbelt.
I have a seatbelt.
Seatbelt strap for your bass. Your Rickenbacker, very beautiful bass.
Yeah, I'm wearing a strap-on. So that's wonderful.
Strapped tight.
I saved my marriage.
This is a radio
show. That was the
next
place I was going to go with that. So we are all pantsless.
It's all up to people's imagination.
Oh,
what he's actually wearing.
Well, then it's huge and black.
It is.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Long and black.
Yeah. If they can't.
Sexy muscular black guys.
Longest black big thing I've seen, I think.
Yeah.
Since
in a while.
Tonight. It's beautiful, man.
It's Saturday night.
Keep it over there, though.
Yeah.
All right. And then the leader of the band over here.
Oh, you're the leader now.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Well, you're the singer. I just assume that the singer
I have finally taken over.
Hey, I'm going to be singing a song later on, so we're going to change leadership. It'll be like a coup.
I'm Lucas Paul. I play guitar, and I yodel.
Wow.
Do you sing most of the songs in the set?
No. John and I sing most of them together. We try to make it to where we all sing a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like we wanted to be like a boy band, but we weren't very sexy.
And we weren't boys.
And I can't dance.
Well, yeah.
And we're
in your humble
not
opinion.
Boys. That's good. I didn't think of that point. But
that was
anyway.
The first one that I actually came
now
up with.
Now I feel better.
I think the three of you represent three different body types.
Yeah.
I mean, for people who like men,
yeah.
Like you could serve as many different likes. You're,
three different
you're
eras of
package.
Elvis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
The boy bands are all just hot guys.
I'm the
that's
metal
the full
package.
Kind.
Yeah, they're all the full package.
Metal Elvis.
Metal Elvis. I would have to say, though, that out of the three of us, I'm the eye candy.
Oh. Yes, I would.
Right? You would say that because I eat the most candy?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Most candy my eyes have ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going trick-or-treating tonight. So, I mean, that's how much I'm into it. And for some reason, the people, when they open the door, they actually go get the candy and bring it.
They're so shocked.
Yeah. They're like, okay,
sir. A grown man trick-or-treating
on
July 4th.
Yeah. And I go up there and I say, hey, trick or motherfucking treat. That's what I say. And they just bring out the candy. It's like they take it from their kids and give it to me. Oh, yeah. And the good stuff. Not those little fun size.
Gosh.
That's who's that fun for? Not me.
It's not fun for anybody.
I could get a paper cut open under those things. You know,
it's not
what
fun until I eat like four or five of them.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know. And then you smile, and you got these blacked out teeth with like a nut here. We used to do that, you know, just like like you've been eating squirrel shit for the last 20 minutes. I mean, I don't know if you've done that, but it's like that.
I haven't eaten squirrel shit.
Okay, but your face will look just like that.
At least not in the last 20 minutes.
Well, we're on acid, supposedly.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
We're tripping balls right now.
Squirrel dumplings might be good.
Oh, they are. Oh, they are.
God. Remember a little Xanax. Really mellows the LSD.
Oh.
Thank you, Riku.
That's a good life tip.
That's a hack.
It's like,
oh, no, like,
yeah.
That's a
life
hack.
Right, sure. I get it. Yes.
Remember,
if
you take too much LSD,
just
take Xanax.
Also, if you only
I think you should never buy Xanax without buying Xanax.
Sound advice.
Buy LSD without buying Xanax.
Make sure
not that I would know.
You don't want to be a zombie through your trip.
They
but,
go together.
But a
like,
take the edge off.
But like when you're
CBD
done for the
and
night, when you're done for the night, and you want to sleep. You're like,
yes, save some for the end. It's totally
and always have a Benadryl back. You know, I mean, whatever you're doing, always throw it down with a Benny.
One time we didn't save any for the end, and the end was tough.
Yeah. I've got a couple of Bennies in my wallet right now.
It was long. It was a slow
crawl.
I thought
they might have a cat.
Yeah. I thought they might have a cat
or one oxy to split four ways. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just
showed up at somebody's house and there was like people there that looked like they lived in the woods. It was a very interesting
night. We were in the woods.
We were in Texas. And we just traveled deeper into Texas.
The Cowboy Indian Band?
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
That's really deep Texas.
Yeah.
That is like, deep Texas.
Yeah, we were so deep they were speaking Spanish. Oh, that's deep. They're on the metric system over there. I don't know if you knew that.
Most of the world is deeper.
John with his strap on is talking about going deep.
Wow. And yeah, the metric system.
And well, this is getting a little too intense for me over here. Should we have another song?
Let's cleanse our mental palate with maybe a song or two.
How about a beautiful song?
Ready?
Not really. You know, this song here we wrote, Lucas, we wrote this for that.
This was like one of the first songs we wrote together.
Yeah, but it was some kind of a contest we were doing.
No, it was like just like a thing where you write and record a record in 24 hours. Yeah. And my friend does it from Colorado.
Oh, ICS?
Every year. What's that?
Immersion Composition Society?
No, this is just a dude. Oh. He's a songwriter in Colorado, and he just like gets people around to just like do it every year. And it's like after the new year. It's like January, first week of January.
I've done that before.
It's a good exercise to like try to write and record all original material in one day.
That is totally what ICS does. So they're just calling it something else.
Yeah, right for sure. They're totally.
Right on.
I just want you to know, whatever freak that told you this, he stole it. Okay.
I just figure everything is stolen at this point.
Yeah.
That ICS.
I don't have an original thought.
Is that where you have to poop when you're going through the fair?
My thoughts have all been rented.
Kind of
I saw a commercial
ICS.
On that. The lady was going through the fair, and everybody was having a good time, and she was trying to find a shitter. So
no, I think ICS is irritable cowel syndrome,
which
Batman suffers from.
Okay, and also Simon.
Yeah, I was going to say Brian.
Irritable cowel syndrome.
Hey, you know, when I moved here, I heard that Batman was from Reno.
Wow. Really?
Batman being
Adam West.
I love it when he refers to
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're
like
talking about.
Like, it's a real guy. No, the real one.
Remember when his parents were killed?
Michael
that
Keaton?
Sucks.
Christian Bale is from Reno.
Wow. Where's his where's that mansion? I know he's not. Where's that mansion at, anyways? I've looked for it.
Hey, so where does Batman live? Oh.
Reno.
Wow. Right next door to Spider-Man.
He got out of Gotham and went to Reno.
Oh, well, I sure would. That's how I ended up here, in fact.
Yeah. Chasing Batman?
Yeah, no, just things got slow in Gotham and I needed a change of scenery, so here we are.
Spinery.
All right. Spinery.
Change of spinery.
Change of spinery. Hey.
You guys ready for a couple songs?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, let's play that
collective
one about,
we are.
Life.
About life.
My life?
Yeah.
My life is leaving me today. I begged and begged for it to stay. Said it had enough. It'd been too long. Too rough that I acted like a child when we used to run wild. Such a long time ago, it's been too long, low and slow. My life is quitting on me, hitting on me. Seems the time that is shitting on me. My life is beating on me, it's cheating on me. Got the best of me. Got the best of me.
another one, Luke.
You want to do Just a Little Rain?
I would. Would you like me to start it?
Yes, sir.
John Wayne
Jesus.
Was a fag. Yeah.
I felt like that
was
one
John
was really weird.
I thought
weird.
You were saying, fuck you, Tom Waits.
It's Tom Waits.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, good. I agree.
Oh, you said John Wayne?
I'm sorry. That's an unpopular.
You didn't say John Wayne?
No.
No, he was saying Tom Waits.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, John Wayne. I took it back.
Yeah.
But Tom Waits can suck a dick.
Yeah, Tom Waits was a son of a bitch.
He won't stop writing songs about me, so.
Right.
No, what was that song about?
About the last song Tom wrote about me, about the fingerless man plays a strange guitar, and I'm just sick of that shit. So I wrote a song back for him.
All right.
And Lucas had a...
far out?
Lucas, should I tag him in it?
Yes, please.
This was originally much more mellow than it is, and then he and I met, and we threw the gasoline and nicotine and all these other words in it, and
I
it
like
became
it. It was angry.
It became a little angry. I like it when Lucas is angry.
Yeah, John and I wrote this together, for sure. I mean... Yeah.
Well, Luke, you started out as like, were you a metalhead when you were younger, right?
I listened to metal when I was a kid.
Were you into hardcore? You told me.
I sang and screamed for hardcore bands in the 90s in Texas. Yeah, you can hear me on a track off of a compilation, The Difference Between You and Me, off of Goodfella Records, a band called 11th Hour. And the song's called My Policy, I think, or Policy. I don't know, but I scream.
I'm going to research that and tag it and link it if
my
I can find
policies.
It.
Link it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's kind of lame to think back on or to listen back on, but it's funny too.
Yeah.
You know, 90s hardcore was like really drawn out and boring. You know?
Jung Jung.
Yeah. I like musical rainbow though, man. I like checking out just music and whatever genre it is, how it was made, you know.
For
but
sure.
I like hardcore and rock and roll more than, you know, like when I don't check out.
Well, you
like,
can see we're heavily influenced by
easy
that.
Listening.
Easy listening. Yeah, we're dance music and shit like that. Yeah.
I like the soft stuff. You know, John says now lately he's starting to come around to the soft stuff, actually.
Yeah,
like
I mean, I played
Carpenters.
I played pretty rough music.
No,
for
like
a
we'll
long
pl-
time.
We'll write some soft, and he'll be like, "Oh, this one doesn't bother me that we play this live now, but it would have."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "It's I don't know. It's kind of cool because we're you know, we're trying to write songs for the ladies because that's all we really care about.
It's sexy as hell. I think you're doing a hell of a job.
That last one was for the ladies for sure.
Yeah, that was a killer right there.
You guys are getting panties thrown at you. It shows.
What's
right?
the what's
panties?
The next?
Yeah,
pennies.
Penny. People do
pennies.
That?
Panties.
Yeah,
and pennies.
Pennies would hurt.
And dollars.
Hey, can you clue me and Jimmy?
They usually pay us in pennies.
Clue me and our guy downstairs. What's our next one?
We had to do these two back to back.
Married
y'all.
To the Bottle, Lone Star.
What is it?
Married to
the
Bottle, Lone Star.
Our next two songs, we try to always do them back to back. If that works,
is that okay?
Yeah.
Do it.
That was the plan to do a couple double shots. Yeah.
Oh well, this would be one.
Okay.
Yeah. Featuring the rich baritone.
Hey,
of,
is there any way that you could just turn up his drum a little bit?
What one?
Is there any way, dude? I have all this bullshit. It's not something you can not get what you want.
Okay. You know, you just know what compress I mean? His compress
so
his
polite.
Anus.
Well, people are always like, oh, can I maybe have a?
Did
little,
you say compress
yeah,
his anus?
That is exactly what he said.
He did say that.
Yeah, I was hoping
that's
that they would
more an after show activity.
I'm hoping to say things that they use as a loop later on.
Oh, he's trying to get it dropped.
Did you say loop later on or loop?
Well, it helps if everyone. Everyone else is quiet when you say it.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Compress his anus.
There you go.
Well, Mr. Engineer.
Mark that, Rick.
Big John will be singing this next number. If you need to make any adjustments, I doubt you do.
Rick, put that compression on it.
This is fun down here.
Well,
are you
raiding
with
the
Buddha.
Icebox?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like thinking, can I get something to eat and
Jimmy's
come back
in the
real
fridge.
Quick?
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Shouldn't leave him down there by himself.
Yeah, we forgot to tell you that all your DVs
he's
are gone.
He's
going to
be naked.
He's got...
I'm having a conversation with Buddha.
He's got all
here.
Your Fast and Furious CDs. He's stolen them all.
He's rubbing on them.
he loves,
loves
Vin Diesel.
That movie.
He used to like Paul Walker, but he thinks it's creepy now that he's dead. So
I have to hide
like,
all mine at the house, or I'll find him down in my basement
it's
with
him.
It's not creepy. It's not creepy?
No,
okay.
I like Paul. I mean, I like him. I don't consider myself creepy. But.
When you guys rehearse, is a lot of this... going on during the middle.
This is really the only thing that goes on.
This is kind of what goes
mostly,
on.
Yeah, mostly,
it's really
yeah.
amazing you make music at all.
Really.
You know how band practice is? It's mostly talking shit about other bands and playing a few songs.
Those fuckers suck.
Yeah. How are they getting all the good gigs? And we're here rehearsing. Oh,
or sometimes John and I will do impersonations of each other's parts, and that's always fun.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing is to be Lucas, because I love that hair.
Oh, far out.
I would just give anything to have all that
Oh, my
hair.
God. I would be flipping it out of my face every moment
even
I could.
Even headbangs.
Yeah.
When he has it.
I would headbang. I'd have a fan on me all the time, so I look like I'm doing a video.
Excuse me, my hair's in my eyes again. I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pardon me. I gotta get my hair out of my eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that acid's starting to kick in.
Married
the hair
to the
is in my
y'all?
Eyes.
You getting warmer?
Well, guys, we wrote this like little love song.
Yeah.
Let's hear some more music.
This is like a really nice mellow one.
Ride the sea for a minute, gentlemen.
Yeah. Two, three, four.
Her body is tall and slender. Kind of flares out at the hip. I can't wait to put her to my lips. I love her on the rocks, maybe with a twist. I don't think love's supposed to taste like this. When you're married to the bottle, you're always on the rocks. You know the party's always going, and you pray it never stops. Oh, when you're married to the bottle, and she becomes your wife, you will be married to the bottle till she takes your life. My mind is kind kind of fuzzy. From an alcohol eraser, I can't wait to get right home and taste her. You know I must be crazy just to keep this love alive. She never gets too jealous when I've got something on the side. When you're married to the bottle, you're always on the rocks. You know the pot is always going, and you pray it never stops. Oh, when you're married to the bottle, and she becomes your wife, you will be married to the bottle till she takes your life. You will be married to the bottle till she takes your life. She loved him and a baby on the way.
Off it all one night, a little heavy on the throttle. Woke up in the hospital and moved to the bottom.
He's a lone star in a lonely bar. He's a lone star, now he's alone. He's a lone star in a lonely bar. He's a lone star, now he's alone. He kept on keeping on.
Shut up, Riku.
Lone Star.
That's fucking rad, you guys.
I loved it. Both songs. Shit. Beautiful.
Getting it.
All right.
Man. That was like four.
At times, I feel like I'm not sure if we're playing together. It's really weird to have a drummer downstairs.
Yeah, it is really odd.
It's kind of odd for a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. I think it sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing. It's just kind of weird. Bands you can't look at them.
Yeah, they realize how much they rely
on. This is like following the click.
I'm a visual learner.
It's like following the click. It's all good.
I know. Following the click is like...
When you pull it off, though, makes you feel like you achieved something, right?
But you know, this is not stripped down for us. This is how we play.
So, oh, yeah, no, this you guys are great.
This is our actual
like,
normally,
deal. Normally, Jimmy has a double bass and like two full kick drums.
Yeah, stand-up bass Mike Pertnoy and
I always play stand-up bass, but the weather was so horrible that I didn't want to mess with taking it out in the snow.
I was actually That's not true.
I like that Rickenbacker.
He doesn't always play stand-up. That's not true.
You didn't the other night. Now, this is what I was going to get to.
Oh, well, that was because of the event.
Because, the event was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun?
I did.
At the event? Okay.
What was the event?
The event we're talking about is NV89 did this open jam thing at Brew Brothers.
Yeah.
They're actually making it a weekly thing starting, I think, the last Wednesday in March. And it's going to be a weekly thing. And there was an announcement made. Were you guys there when they made the announcement about how they're going to? They're like actually going to pay the bands.
Yeah.
That they
we're going to be playing there. We haven't gotten a date, but they told us we're playing there.
They're going to do kind of like a thing where El Dorado has like a sister property in Las Vegas, and they're going to set it up where some of the bands from
can
Reno
go get a gig down there.
Heck yeah, man! In Vegas, and it's like reciprocal from Vegas.
That's
to
pretty
here
cool.
Here to
yeah, let's
do it.
I want
to
get on that.
It was an amazing event. I thought it was great. The musicians were all awesome.
But
I had a
correct.
Really great time.
I played an electric bass that night, too.
You did play an electric bass
that night. I have a bunch of them, and
he
sometimes
a fretless jazz
they just call me.
He did.
So
yeah.
I chose this one tonight. It matched my outfit.
Yeah, that
I told
strap
him,
on.
It's the sexiest bass. He has to bring it.
But that night was wonderful. What did you do this week, Mr. Nick Ramirez?
Oh, yeah. What night was that?
That was
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday last week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the NV89.
Yeah, what did you do this week, though? Anything interesting?
I'm sorry I missed that.
Anything exciting?
Oh, yeah, I got to play on Saturday with Roxy Colley and Aversion Therapy. We opened up for them, Roxy Colley.
I love them.
It was super fun.
I love Roxy Colley,
too. We played at Abby's, which is always either a crapshoot, Aversion Therapy. All their friends were there, so like Roxy Colley got to have new fans from their fans, which was really nice.
Donnie, that owns Abby's, he and I grew up in the same neighborhood.
No shit.
Yeah, I've known him since I was like 8 years old.
Are you from here then?
Yeah, I grew up on Broadway Boulevard near Wells.
All right, cool.
I don't know about you, but when I go there, Donnie, if I buy a shot, next thing I know, I turn around, I come back, there's another shot sitting there from Donnie, and I'm just
Nick was telling me downstairs that he was regretting life on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Sunday
and
I was
because I was asking
hungover.
Him what he did this Pounded. Weekend, and he was like, Sunday, not a lot.
There's the couch in the bathroom.
Oh, really that bad?
Well, it's been really cold, too.
That sucks.
So, like, I haven't wanted to do anything anyways. I should have just gotten drunk.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I hadn't wanted to do anything.
Yeah. It was
too much.
I think it was a bad choice. I'm going to go just like 3 or 4 beers from now on. You can't limit it.
Beers, light beers.
I get.
That'll fade.
Does anybody need a beer?
Yeah, I do.
Beers.
I do, definitely.
That whiskey is pretty gnarly.
Can we get an intern?
They're already moving.
Yes, these interns are amazing.
Awesome.
I like those interns. I do. I just hope I don't need surgery. I mean, they seem pretty pretty dumb.
And they'll do it too, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They'll fucking cut you. They'll use a pizza knife to get you open.
They'll figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Pizza cutter. Industrious as fuck.
Yeah. I'm not interested.
We've acquired their undying loyalty to the show, and it's amazing.
They're lovely people.
One of the best pair of interns we've had.
Nick, what instrument do you play?
I play bass. Sometimes I play the acoustic guitar. I play drums in Roxy Colley and Wantanduli.
You could play this bass if you want.
I would love to.
Would you like to play this bass?
Let's do that later.
Okay.
After the show.
Okay.
It's about you guys.
You want to touch my bass?
But I do. You knew you could feel me staring at your bass, huh?
Well, I know that I wasn't doing anything all that exciting, so, it's probably the bass.
Hey, I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
Does Rick work out like people did back in the 90s when we're not here? Is that what all these weights are for?
People still work out, Lucas.
So
he's doing it like the 90s. Like,
they just
my brother
do like
ordered
now.
Some weight bench offline and we filled them with sand. I'm probably good. Thank you, though.
And thank God those weights get to get used for something.
I know,
what Lucas is talking about, all you out there
what'd
in podcast
you do with
land.
Your bench?
Podcast land.
It's like we have to hold the mic stands down, so I put a piece of foam and an old weight from an old weight bench.
That's
like,
great.
On all the
these, I think these were my brothers.
So other studios have like sand, and those are from the 90s. So
yeah. Cool. But if then we'd have to vacuum up, or the interns would have to vacuum.
I'm
sand.
Pretty sure those came from my old roommate Mike, who has since passed away.
Aww.
So those are not
Rest
just
in
weights;
peace, Mike.
They're dead man's weights.
What are you, a pirate?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, way to bring
the
it down.
The weight of a dead man. Yeah. What yeah. does it weigh?
Dead man.
We're dedicating this show to Mike.
Arg.
Michael Meyer, you were the best.
5 out of 15.
This is the pirate-themed
fucking...
episode. We got pirate
Hey, how do you
radio,
say 15 in German? Like...
What number?
15.
15.
Weiter 15.
What?
I don't know.
They're 15-pound weights.
Yeah. Oh. And they say Vita.
German is a terrifying
They're German
language.
Weights.
Everything sounds like Kill the Jews.
It does.
Whenever they talk.
Oh, no.
John, say, Jesus loves you.
No.
Eat my dick.
What's that mean? I love you.
Eat my
yeah.
dick.
Yeah.
Eek.
Why are you so angry?
He just yelled in a funny voice, I love you.
Yeah.
But if you say, ich liebe dich, that's not so bad, is it?
What did you do to us?
It's not that bad, is
you
it?
Kinda sounds you leave the dick.
When you yell it, like, you know.
Ich liebe dich.
It's better than lichen meinen Sticken, you know?
I don't know.
Liebe dich.
Right.
That's
guys,
I love
sounds
you.
An awful,
wow,
sounds
I haven't,
like an
had, a, I haven't had a chance to play
That's
this
unromantic.
Yet.
That's unromantic.
This right here.
The old lickin' stick.
Wow, wow.
Was that from this year, Rick?
He just, yeah, and he just
oh
said
my
that.
God. Uh-huh.
He said lickin' and stickin'.
Yeah, jawohl. Ausgezeichnet.
Weird.
Lickin' stickin'.
Perverting.
Oh, is this a good spot to talk
about
child. Us?
Yeah,
yes,
why don't we do the,
so
the commercial
guys,
break here?
Yeah, you guys, if you like what you hear on Worst Little Podcast, you can help to support us. The show costs over $200, or sometimes as much as $200 a week for us to put on. And every band that's ever on here is given all of their recordings for free if they want them. Sometimes they play so shitty they don't want the recordings. But when they do want them and they're not too drunk, everybody gets them for free. And we would love to keep doing that. And it's a way for us to archive Reno music so that for all of time, you will know what it was like to sit around drunk with these guys and have them play, even if they all die. Or get hit by a bus or something. So that's what this is all about. If you would like to be a part of this, we will do it for free forever. But if you would like to be a part of it, go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and give us some money.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we have
and you can ask
different
us to
levels.
Do tricks for you, depending
yeah.
on how
oh,
much
we'll
you...
put in your stupid human tricks request.
Stupid human tricks request.
Yeah.
Dude, and our patrons, like if you want something, we will...
We'll probably
do it
give
for
you some stickers
we,
and
those,
shit, too.
The people who are our patrons right now who are already signed up on there are fucking there. That fucking $31 a month that we get, I am so... I love those
That's
fucking
sweet,
people.
Sweet, man.
You know, this is our 8th season, and we've been doing it free for 7
Those
right.
are probably
years,
some,
so.
Of the, sure. some of the 60 nicest people you guys know.
There's like 5.
And you can
but...
give any amount, a single gift or a monthly amount that comes out of your...
You could even give us $1 a month. For $1 a month, you can support your starving podcast.
Fuck yeah,
artist.
We would love you. We would love you. So,
worth
so please give
way more than a cup of coffee. We yeah.
Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Oh, no
Thank
thanks.
You.
No thanks, bro.
Thank you,
don't smoke.
Thank you.
Can I put a plug in for the kit that I'm playing?
Fuck Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
That's
so,
really interesting.
I was
going to
ask you about that.
In quote
yeah.
marks.
Jimmy, right explain your kit.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, but it works really well for situations like this. But shout out to Tobias Drums. It's a custom Cajon kit. He calls it a trap kit. Custom Cajon kit out of Michigan. So TobiasDrums.com.
Thanks, man. Awesome. And those yeah. describe them to our audience because yeah, I was looking at that and it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I wanted to have a dual purpose for my kick. So it's a bass cajon, so you sit on it and play it like a regular cajon, and then you can hook up a kick pedal to it. So
oh, I thought it was going to also be like a ninja blender.
I'm sure you could fit one in that hole.
Give us a couple kicks.
You can make smoothies with it too, but
so it's all wood, and I got to customize the paint job and the wood and everything, and then. The snare that I'm playing is an odd shape, but the top of it is a square, and it's just, you know, you hit these sticks with, yeah, sounds like a cajon you're sitting on, so, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
It's very odd.
It is odd.
It is odd.
I also have a floor custom. Tom that I didn't bring tonight.
It's made of wood.
So it's, yeah.
You tried that to convince also... me that it was there. And
yeah,
I was
I know.
Like, it's invisible. And
Jimmy also.
Sorry, I'm blonde under all this purple hair dye.
Jimmy would like to thank the Ludwig Drum Company for his drum stool.
Sure. Sure, yeah. Them too.
Oh, yep. Yeah, the twisty one.
We got lots of brands.
Jimmy
here.
Plays it without the seat. That's part of his sound.
Shout out
yeah.
to the Cajon
if you could sponsor him.
It's an invisible seat.
He's like a custom pole.
Oh, there it is now.
He was
Santa
Claus for those. And
yeah.
Frank, and I was going to say Frank Santana, so no, that's not at all. Who would
that's
that
a Frank rattlesnake. Rattlesnake
rattle, right? He's got
the shakers
for the Latin
cowboy Indian.
Yep, rattlesnake.
I like that Frank Santana. Makes him sound Jewish.
Hey, Frank Santana.
I got a black magic woman. Yay.
Yeah, Frank Santana.
I got to make a devil out of me.
She's going to make a devil out of me.
What's going on?
I was a canter.
We don't even need your drops this week, Rick.
Cowboy Indian's funny.
They're drops? Really funny.
I didn't know you guys would be such a funny band.
Well, you should come see us play live. John talks a lot.
Yeah, I talk for about an hour
Speaking
and a half.
Yeah, man. We're better performers than talkers.
You get just kicked out of gigs all the time.
They're
like, stop that talking. It's rock and roll time.
When is your next live?
Yeah. 420.
No.
420?
No.
Wait, no.
We just found out we have a gig before then. March 8th.
March 8th.
At the Saint.
Oh, nice.
With
good
the
gig.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
Already
with
sold
the
out.
Band?
Well, you know, I listened to them, and I have to say something. That was my impression. Were you ever into them a lot back in
the
day?
No, I just heard.
No, right?
The one
I wasn't
hit.
Into them hugely either. And when we found out we were playing with them, me and John listened to them, and I was like kind of surprised at how much I didn't know about them. And they're actually were doing stuff that is now popular. Like that all these bands in the Bay are like, it's kind of like that gypsy, rootsy, sort of swingy a little bit, but they weren't as swingy as what some of those other cheeseball bands that were out at the same time as them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because didn't they?
Like Cherry Poppin' Daddies or whatever. Yes. That's what people like associate with.
I like
with
the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, though.
In fact, the first thing I thought was them was a song by one of those swing bands, those cheesy ones. And then John was like, no, that's not them. That's like some other band. But, anyways. We're kind of excited.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is who you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
About.
Oh, yeah.
They're nothing
See,
like
them,
that.
I don't know them too much, but I'm a Northwest punker rocker, and I remember the Cherry Poppin' Daddies from back in the day.
For sure.
So,
yeah. I've seen them live.
I mean,
it's
I had
a
MTV.
Really boring show.
What?
I had MTV.
Yeah, I knew about them way before they were on MTV.
I was popping cherries with the daddies back in Texas.
With Sweaty Nipples,
oh,
a whole
God.
Bunch of shit.
Oh,
from up
Sweaty
there.
Nipples was there.
But they were a funky band. They were in.
I never heard of that.
They were in a swing
Today's
band.
Still tour.
But they still played together. Was like,
they got a record deal with that name?
Sweaty Nipples? I don't know. They were pretty popular, yeah. In the 90s.
Well,
the
I got news for you. They're still popular.
The sweaty
the
nipples?
Sweaty nipples?
Well,
that's an
sweaty,
actual thing?
Just sweaty nipples.
Sweaty
in
nipples
general.
In general?
Popular,
fuck,
yes.
Yeah. That's since the
Male,
dawn of
female
man.
Male, female, in between.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Sweaty nipples are awesome. 420.
Seriously,
tell
I
me
think you just made my nipples hard.
You got a show coming up on the big day where everyone smokes weed?
We are going to have a little fun event on 420.
Yeah,
what is
at
it?
Picnic.
Okay. Tell us about that.
There's going to be a food truck there with special $4.20 items.
With a 420 meal. So well, you know, it's still in the works, kind of. We're going to make it a big event. We've reached out to and we're going to partner up with a dispensary, and they're going to come and they're going to throw out like I don't know, you know, who knows.
They can't throw out products, but they can throw out stickers.
Expect
and
a lot of people at this gig.
This is in honor of Hitler's birthday.
How
well,
dare you?
Okay,
it's
can I
interesting
also throw
you say
out
that
it's
that.
Also my
Namaste.
Birthday?
Oh
it's
my God!
My birthday.
Yes,
oh, no.
In honor of your birthday,
can I get a Sieg Heil?
How dare you?
Yeah, Sieg Heil.
How dare I be born on Hitler's birthday?
Not you. I meant Rick.
It's so cute. You guys got permission to hire a little kid.
Yeah.
We didn't hire her.
Her dad brought her
we
over.
We feed her a bunch of sugar.
She gets 20% of the. She gets 20% of the profits from the.
You have her
too.
Like
just
in a little page
it goes into
her
college fund. So,
oh wait, and about that last joke.
And frankly, I'm offended.
Get it? And frankly,
oh,
and
God.
Frankly, I'm sorry.
And
yeah, Freilich Geburtstag, Kim.
This is going to be one of them shows.
Yeah.
More music, please.
Oh, more music, please.
Music.
What do you got?
Fuck yeah!
But we want everybody to come out to Picnic on 420.
Hey, so awesome.
Oh yeah.
Can I throw
any
in a wild card
with you?
Can I throw in a wild card?
We have no band. We're going to do two sets, and we're going to have a special treat for you guys. And we actually kind of have a secret because we have another guitar player, but he just couldn't be here tonight. And he's newer with us. And,
are you busting him out on 420?
He's gonna be probably busted out on 420. We're hoping.
Sweet.
So we're gonna.
So it'll be even cooler than this.
We're gonna bring the pain. We're gonna do an acoustic set and then a full rock and roll set.
Is
and
his
then,
name Pain?
No. And then we're going to have a DJ finish out the night We're going to have comedians and we're going to have midgets and
I don't think they call them that anymore.
Little people.
Little people.
Oh.
In quotes.
Namaste.
Namaste, Namaste oh, little people.
I don't know about that. All the midgets I know.
Oh my gosh.
Key of D. I'm throwing in a wild card.
What is it? I can't hear you, John.
Oh, it's so funny because he said he didn't want to hear you, and you said you didn't want to hear him.
I asked for the mix. And okay. Yeah.
Really? We're going to do this?
You want to do it?
He left no time to regret. Kept his dick wet with his same old safe bet. Me and my head
Nice. You guys would be so great around
dude.
A campfire.
That was weird.
If I ever go camping, you have to come with me.
Hire us at campfire shows.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you, what is the going rate to hire your band?
Well, it depends if you have a campfire.
It's like $100 a guy for
like if we just buy beer, room. You'll go.
Yeah, I mean, we at least want to get paid $100 a guy if we're going to go somewhere, right?
Fuck yeah.
And what's the rider?
The rider.
Well, we certainly don't want to have to bring a PA and
whiskey
lights.
Whiskey and M&Ms, I think, is the rider.
So PA and lights.
We want to show up like this.
M&Ms. We like to show up with our gear, but not the PA.
Yeah.
Seriously, you guys could just play. You don't. I mean, if it's a small group of people, you could just fucking
we could
play.
If it was.
Do you
yeah,
have acoustic
we,
bass, John?
We've done that before.
I do, but it needs to be amplified because when you play with him, he drowns me out. I have one, but it's just not very
he
loud.
He has one that's a little louder, but you know, the upright's just not that loud. You know?
Right.
It's
and
not.
His big orange one is full of foam, so it doesn't feed back when we play
right.
live.
Sexually.
So, hell yeah,
Marie.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
face is filled with foam.
Gross. I've had sexually. It. I've had it over 10 years, and I've never gotten it pregnant.
Oh. Little base.
He just keeps filling it with his foam.
Well, that's why they call it an F hole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ba 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 bing.
Oh my God.
John made love to his base.
Yeah, I do.
That's why they call it a double bass.
In the F hole.
He double tapped that shit.
Yeah, I did. I was playing some crazy stuff on that last one I noticed. It was weird on this.
Oh, yeah. We've never played that song on the Ricky.
Huh, I've always put it on the upright, but this little girl, she did all right. You did aww. All right, sweetheart.
Oh, he's petting his bass.
We brought this bass in honor of Dogwater Dick.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
We're going to call him Dogwater Dickenbacher.
Yeah.
America's favorite faggot.
Again, same drop.
What do you got next for me there, Chief?
Sunday
Driver.
We could. How many more songs do you guys want us to do? We'll do like 20.
Should we like not quiz and just have this a music heavy episode?
I had an idea for the quiz. What
oh,
if
you do?
We
have to do it.
We each ask one question, me, you, and Kim, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll give the interns...
do they get quiz rights now?
Oh, my goodness.
The quiz rights.
Is it Mule Dick?
And then if we
oh, I was just going
each
with
did
the answer.
One rapid fire and we could get through the quiz pretty quick.
All right,
really
let's
fast.
Do it.
Because
let's
John,
it.
John has
never
been on the
it.
Quiz.
No.
So. Let's do it.
Okay, so
my first answer is Mule Dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, that actually is relevant
to
for one of the questions.
Donkey or Walrus.
Well, you gave it away.
Mule Dick. All right, so we won't ask that one.
I'm psychic.
We already know Lucas's answer from years ago.
We should have some music.
Nick
and
has
Jimmy was on the show back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah.
Under a different name, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so. I don't have a sample that
a
says
identity.
As you wish, Kim.
Oh, but do you have, can you play my music for me?
Oh, do you want quiz?
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Because I could do quiz show.
Here we go.
Oh. No, they got that.
Woo! Here we are. We're going to do the worst little quiz today
okay.
with Cowboy Indian.
All right.
Well, this is where we're going to ask you a question. Kim's going to ask you a question. Rick's going to ask you a question. Then we're going to do a round of rapid fire where each host asks the guest a question. And we're going to give the interns one question to ask rapid fire. I'm going to start it off. Let's see, age, circumstance of the loss of your virginity. And where were you? Location as well. That's a big part of it.
I was 12 years old. I was in a tool shed behind somebody's house at a high school party that I snuck into.
How old was
oh
he?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How old was he?
Yeah.
I like that. That's
how old
cool.
was the young man?
Sorry.
How young was he?
Oh, you don't like chicks.
You're at a circle. You were at the party.
12
in a shed.
How old are you now?
At 12.
How old am I now? I'm 60.
So that was like
a tool shed.
Wasn't that back before it was cool to have sex young?
Yeah.
I think it was always
I got
cool.
news for you. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. I got news. It's still cool.
As interested as I am, we're going to make the quiz go fast. So
all right. Sorry.
Let's
sorry.
Go on to Lucas. Lucas.
What?
Your answer to the same question.
Oh, it was on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's so full of shit.
So chase.
Lucas is way too cute to have lost his virginity
I think
late.
I was 17 and... She told me she loved me.
Oh,
did you say, I don't have feelings for you, but thanks for boning me?
Yeah. I said, well, you know.
You let her go and get...
I said, hey, you're going to have to go, though. And she goes, but this is my house.
Wow.
All right, downstairs. Yeah.
I was 21, and it was in Michigan. And, yeah, it was complicated, but we're still friends.
Okay, when you say...
How is it complicated? It's like...
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, okay, do I stay with her?
We're asking about your emotions.
Mine was not complicated.
Yeah, mine were complicated.
I loved my girl.
Were you in a house or a car or a cul-de-sac? Where were you?
I was in a house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, was it...
Recently, a guest tell us that they lost their virginity in a middle school. So.
Wow. In a middle school?
That's why we asked the location.
Oh, I was in a house, gotcha. Too, by
the way. I couldn't imagine doing that. Mine was boring.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, but they lost their virginity. 12
is early.
But John was laying down next to the like bag of grass shavings from the week before the motor oil cans and just humping away.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I can't mow the lawn now without getting a hard on. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you just like jack off in the shed all the time?
Yeah.
I went to mow.
I give the word weed whacker a whole nother meaning. Yeah.
I'm going to give that round to John.
Yeah, we'll
all right, Kim, your turn.
All right, John, what is your favorite form of pork and where do you like to stick it?
Wow. Oh, wow. Pork ribs and in my butt.
Okay. You know, right. John is German, so that's kind of like not fair, actually. Because, yeah, I mean, he grew up putting meat in his butt.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest.
Like that South Park episode.
The bones are smaller with the pork. You try a prime rib, you won't walk for a month.
He's got Asperger's.
I've tried it. Yeah, that's exactly what you get. You get that Asperger's.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We went there.
Yeah.
Oh. Downstairs.
Pulled pork.
And I made that this morning.
Yeah, I like to pull my pork.
I get my pulled pork from the greatest in the West cook-off or whatever it's called. That's where I get it. So. But yeah, in a bread bowl or a potato bowl or something.
Fuck,
like
I want that right
get,
now. Yeah.
You can get pulled pork in a potato bowl.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Where is that at? Where is that physically?
I make it. So.
Oh, you make it?
Yeah.
You mean just a potato?
Yeah, it's like a
some sort of Michigan dish that they feed you if you live in Michigan and drink that bad
water.
Yeah,
we got a lot of backwoods goods and vittles over there.
From all that poisoned water and that lead, they just started like pulling their porks and
that's Flint,
putting
though,
them
dude.
In bread bowls.
Northern Michigan, where I'm from, we got the cleanest water you ever had.
Oh
yeah.
That's what they tell you.
All fresh.
They all say that.
All right, Lucas. Yep.
What do you live? You're from Flint, right?
No. No, definitely not. I'm from Midland. Shout out to Midland, Michigan. Midland High Chemex.
We have a big listenership out there.
Wait, yeah. Is Midland in the north? Midland's is that what you just said? Yes. Midland is in the north.
Kind of. It's central Michigan.
Oh,
but
so it
I
is
was,
Midland.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
Jimmy's like
Midland.
A real deal Michigan boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up in northern Michigan, Wolverine and Onaway and Indian River.
This is getting a little geographical.
Yeah, I know.
Like tangential.
Have you ever swam
out to
in lake?
Do you not know where
we're
all the
done
states
with our
are?
Shout out to Michigan.
Can you name the Great Lake?
We're losing complete control.
Yes, losing it all.
Lucas.
Kim's
favorite.
A Russian
pork.
Spy.
I love pork tacos.
Pork tacos.
Oh.
You know.
Carne asada.
Okay.
Pork tacos.
Pork tacos.
But
whatever.
Do you like pork in...
Al pastor?
I like to put my pork in a taco.
That is an excellent
that's hot.
Answer.
Who don't?
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Rick, your question.
Okay. What when you're using the internet to masturbate, what are your favorite keywords to search?
Ooh, let's start downstairs with Jimmy.
Yes,
well,
we can't
this is going to be really boring, but I'm 3 years sober.
Keywords.
You don't jack
porn?
Off.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Didn't we talk about this the last time you were on the show?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
3 years
did we make
sober.
Fun of you for not touching yourself?
I think at some point, yeah.
That was more than 3 years ago, so you had a relapse.
I touch myself.
Yep.
I want you to love me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a squirter?
Yeah, sure. I guess I think all men are. Yeah.
Well, eventually, but not eventually. If you don't ever jack off.
Some people just dribble.
I mean, I know how to do it. I've done it. I'm pretty
good at it. Are you
worried
that it will stop working and you won't? Yeah. You're like, it won't shoot now.
No. In my 30s, I still have wet dreams, so it still works.
Wet dreams.
Yeah, you know, I think it helps prevent like ball cancer.
It does. It does.
You need to get rid of that stuff. So every time I do it, I just tell myself, dude, you're just doing like the doctor would tell you this is a good idea.
Doctor's orders.
Yeah, doctor's orders.
I gotta Bing. Say, you know, doctors tell you to jerk it. Pastors tell you not to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gosh, man, I don't know
who you're gonna believe.
All these adults telling me different things.
Yeah.
One man says he speaks with God. The other man says God used science to create the world. I'm confused.
Yeah.
And then the third guy said, I can't answer you. Your dick's
in my
mouth.
And then there's the dude who says, if you have a glass of wine, you'll live as long as George Burns.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of a crapshoot, this life, eh?
Yeah.
All right, so you get a zero because you don't even look at porn.
Yeah.
Let's go to John.
A zero.
What's my keyword?
What's your favorite search words to jerk? Riku, could you help him out a little bit?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks.
Oh, okay.
BBW.
Oh, she just named
Dirty Martinez.
What? What is that?
No, I got it.
Lemon Party. Blue Waffle.
He's got it, Riku.
Cream High. Yeah. MILF.
GILF.
DILF. Shaved.
Riku,
Bush. The Devil's Threesome.
No, calm down.
She needs to take a break and go on lunch or something.
What? Sunbelly washcloth. What the fuck is that?
Sunbelly washcloth.
I'll tell you after the show.
After the show,
John has one in his garage.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Keyword.
Yeah.
Hairy.
Oh, you're into that.
He's lying.
She didn't even mention that.
Well, you were in your prime during the 70s, so
I was in my prime in the 50s.
Big Bush.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll go with Big Bush for John.
You weren't born in the 50s. You were barely alive.
Lucas, your answer.
I was really trying to figure this one out, but I don't know.
You don't have a type?
Most everything Riku said.
Yeah. You just check it all out.
Mood
you're into all of it.
You're just like...
Yeah. I do like... I do like Latin girls, though.
Latin girls? We'll take Latin girls as the answer.
Yeah, they're harder to give a statement to the cops.
Oh, my God.
That is so not cool.
Hashtag me too.
Whoa. Namaste.
Oh, my God.
Namaste.
God. I can't pull up the namaste fast enough.
Namaste. Should we skip the rapid fire and do another song?
So who won your round?
I think Lucas did because of the pork and taco.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I gave mine to John. Who got your round, Rick?
God, I gotta
Jimmy.
Go.
Jimmy.
Yeah, dude.
I don't wanna.
If I had to recollect, it would be Busty. And yeah, that's about it. So.
Boob.
God.
Boob.
They were all kind of terrible.
So kind of like nursing.
I mean, Lucas, mm-hmm. I guess it's the best saying jokes. That he'll take it all.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
Oh, shit, it's the landlord.
Oh, hi.
It is.
No fucking way.
He gave me a beer.
Out the beers.
The landlord is here.
He came in
Evan.
And gave me a beer. Very,
he's here
very
for
generous.
The rent, guys.
He wants
the
Evan from Aversion Therapy.
And there's a dog.
The opposite. I'm actually here. I'm looking for the drummer for Roxy Colley.
I am the drummer from Roxy Colley.
We've got the big money.
Ooh, I'm making the money.
He's making
I'm
it rain
paid.
For Nick.
That's right.
Like a motherfucker. What's up? I just give it directly to Rick because
hey,
you brought a dog. This whole track is this whole show is off track now because there's
that's
a dog here.
For
oh,
the
Bailey.
Oh.
I love Bailey.
Baby dog, where'd it go?
Sorry to interrupt, guys.
No, that's okay. So Rick, who do you give that your round to? You were saying
oh,
Lucas?
I gotta say Lucas, yeah.
All right. So far, Lucas has got.
Now we were gonna let the interns do a little bit here too.
Oh,
all right. Do they want a big question or
question,
rapid fire?
One rapid fire. What do they got? We'll let them do the rapid fire.
Yeah, Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek.
To the mic.
Shrek to the mic.
All righty. So if you had to be in a universe with only one, would you choose Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh shit.
Oh, easy. Easy for Big John. Star Trek, no question.
Yeah.
Right, no okay. question.
Yeah. We were just talking about
I'm gonna
this.
I'm going to have to say now that the future has happened and has ruined my childhood, I'm going to have to say Star Trek.
Yeah. Star Trek for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But like, hold on.
The
I want to be specific. Can I be specific?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
the
generation?
Next motherfucking
the
generation.
Oh, you like Luke
Picard.
Oh, no way.
Dude, he always knew what to do.
That's a good follow-up.
He always knew what to do.
I'll use mine for that. Luke
he made
or
older
Picard.
Men sexy for me.
And I love that he called his
Kirk
assistant
of Kirk of Picard
number two, like degrading him constantly. I was like, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
No one will ever take him over.
So we know Lucas's answer. It's Luke. Or Picard. Jean-Luc
Picard.
Picard or...
Kirk or Picard?
Kirk or Picard.
Oh, absolutely Kirk.
I knew that.
Yeah, downstairs?
Kirk, yeah.
Hey, Kirk is the second runner-up.
That is sad. You don't touch yourself, and you don't like the right Star Trek.
Good question, Shrek. Very good.
Since everything is relative, I don't think I need to be doing anything that you want me to do.
I touch myself when I'm watching the Star Trek.
Rick, what's your rapid-fire question?
Oh, I think I'm going to let Chewie say it.
Are you circumcised?
Circumcised or not.
Yeah. Circumcised or not.
Yeah, downstairs,
I used to think
yes.
The therapist, though, on The Next Generation was super hot.
I've heard some pretty unique things, though. That they, kid, there's right? a there's the a guy in some hair. Crazy country.
She's a therapist, right?
I don't know.
You guys, this is rapid fire. The next question is circumcised or not?
Yes.
Circumcised.
Too circumcised?
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uncut.
I'm so glad somebody... I'm so sure
we're giving it to John
guys.
That round because that's Rick's favorite. And he asked the question.
I think it's more interesting
Elvis,
why.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Ooh.
I mean, why they're circumcised
came
and why
with the
I
classic,
like it.
Why both?
Classic question.
Elvis
or
Beatles?
If you had to pick one.
Lucas Paul.
That never existed.
Beatles.
Or existed.
I would have to pick.
What do I like more?
You can have one
or
the other.
I would take the Beatles.
You take the Beatles and Elvis never existed.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Beatles.
Yeah, okay. Beatles.
Ooh, that's surprising to me. Because you're in a rockabilly band, the Saddle Tramps, for
ooh,
a long time.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
from didn't know that yet from the podcast, but
yeah.
Yes, John, Big John was in the Saddle Tramps. I would have thought Beatles. Or, I mean,
yeah,
Elvis.
Elvis.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely
Elvis.
My favorite.
What about the drummer in the Drummer Dungeon?
Jimmy? Yeah, definitely the Beatles.
Oh, Beatles all the way around.
Right.
And Star Trek
and Star
all the way
Trek.
Around.
Well, you guys really
so,
are on the same page.
And Foreskin
we
for everybody.
We just talked
and
about
Foreskin.
The Star Trek
and
thing
Foreskin
a couple days
for
ago.
Everybody.
No, just you, John.
If you,
John, just you.
Well, now wait, did we get one from Pyle yet?
You're our uncut brother.
Oh, Pyle, you want to ask one?
They wrote that movie Boys in the Hood about my dick.
Actually, it's Brandon. Brandon has his own name.
Brandon
Pyle.
Who would win in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
A walrus.
Big John? Oh, walrus?
Mule dick.
Donkey or walrus?
Can I ask a question about the question?
Oh. Yeah.
No.
How is a donkey? Where are they meeting?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so look,
setting is important.
It's rapid fire. Folks.
Are we on? Are we just? Are we on the shore?
That's true. I already
walrus.
Gave my answer.
You got a walrus.
Walrus.
I'm gonna say walrus.
Okay. Yeah. They're big.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. All right. Walrus all the way around.
Yeah. All right. Who wins?
I've seen a dead
okay,
walrus.
One more last bonus question.
Oh, bonus question.
If you could live in a world with, only Beatles or only Star Trek, which would you pick?
Beatles.
Beatles, yeah.
Oh, only Beatles.
Beatles all the way around. Musical band. It's usually what bands pick.
Yeah,
but once in a while, you get that one freak who's just all, fuck it, fuck music. I'm going with, you know, whatever.
No. There are people who are more nerd than music fans.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. We didn't even get into Marvel or DC, but we're not.
I wouldn't know anything about it.
Officially over.
It's officially over. Kay.
Sam Keith.
Who won? Tabulate your score, Mr. Ramirez.
Oh, I'm thinking that it's a tie between all of them.
You're
it's
all
like a three-way tie.
On the podcast.
Because you're all so unique. It's the first time that's ever happened.
So progressive of you.
You all get participation trophies.
That's right.
We'll give them
you're
to you
all
at the
good.
Door.
The winner gets to give Jimmy a hand job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Big
well,
John,
then.
You are the winner.
Oh,
yay!
All right.
Hey, I just want all
down,
the
Jimmy.
Ladies to know that I don't masturbate either, but I would like to if they would like to help.
That's fair enough.
Maybe I could give you a hand.
I'm behind that all the way.
Plus, you know, I only have a left hand, and so, you know, it gets tiring after a while. So...
Well, man,
do you?
I forget.
Never mind.
John once told me that if you like, were born with no arms, you would figure out how to jack off.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure you would.
I wouldn't be able to feed myself, but I'd be coming like
there'd
a freight train.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
John, that might be a good title
for
the show. For coming like a freight train.
It depends. How can I spell it?
Yeah. You spell it the way you want.
T-R-A-I-N.
Yeah. Wow. F-R-A-T-E.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Alrighty then. Anyway.
Can this be over, please?
Good idea, Riku. Let's remind everybody, next Cowboy Indian shows are...
March 8th.
At the
Saints. 420.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers at the Saints.
Fuck.
I think it's sold out.
It's
already sold out.
Sold out.
So yeah. Sorry.
Go get those bootleg tickets.
But I'll tell you what.
Or see them on 420.
Congratulations.
420.
If you make a small donation to the Cowboy Indian fundraiser page, we'll meet you at the back door.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you really want to go bad enough, well, you'll be there. I want to go to the show. Burning Man.
John, I'll open the door for you in the back. Just come around to the back.
You'll
no big
deal. Open
the
back door for John.
Open the back door for you.
Wow.
You're in, buddy.
Sexually.
Yeah. You're in. Sexually.
Yeah, you know, I guess it really doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll do it.
And then after the 8th, come hang out with us 420 at Picnic.
420 at Picnic. All right.
On my birthday. See you on my birthday.
What shows are coming up? Is Swigs playing or anything?
God, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm so, so overwhelmed. There's so much going on.
Well, then mention nothing. Yeah,
I'm just going to mention nothing. It's just going to be on the blog because I can't think of anything right now.
I got one. Wanton Dooley is playing Saturday, folks. This Saturday coming up. We're at the Davidson's with Rena. We Have a Problem.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get super drunk and play super loud rock and roll that make panties wet. So be there for the panty wedding. At Davidson's Saturday.
Is that because they're pissing themselves?
We know we have a problem.
Yes, the bathrooms
are broken again.
Why? Yeah. That's exactly
I hung out with a girl the other night. She is definitely pissing
and
herself.
And the Reverend Rory Gowd on bass, who's not with us today.
Yeah.
For he
we miss
him. What? He's pregnant.
He is.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Getting ready to deliver.
He's
Diana
getting ready to deliver?
Up. Yeah. Diana
no, I'm all about drinking pee.
Wait a minute. I didn't know this was so close. That's very exciting.
Yes.
I'm so excited for Rory.
It's May.
2 months.
Doesn't he come prematurely usually?
I don't know.
Rick, do you have anything coming up?
So was that...
oh, hi, Rory.
How?
Hi,
so was that...
Rory finally made it. Hi, Rory.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
This is what happens to our hosts when they don't show up.
It's very sterile.
We haven't picked on Chewy at all. We miss Chewy.
Well, you know, Chewy was the first thing out the gate after the song.
Anyway,
we miss you, Chewy.
We miss you, Chewy.
We'll see you when you get back.
Chewy was at my first podcast.
Yeah.
That's the first place I manually stimulated your mom at.
Was at the Lucas Paul podcast. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Anyway, let's put this shit to bed for the Reverend Rory Gowd, for Cadillac Kim, for Dogwater Dick, and the interns here at the worst little podcast in the Dogwater Studios. I'm Nick Ramirez saying thank you for listening. We love you. Life is short. Take it away, Cowboy Indian.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. With a sound, I think I lost my way.
Kings of Country Music.
Do you want to count us out, Josh?
Kings of Country.
Won't.
Yep.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Weaving down I-40 late at night. Gotta be in downtown Austin by the dawn's early light. Well, I turned on that radio, which I don't often do. The music playing in my head always seemed to get me through. I turned on New Country, thought I'd give it one more chance. See if make me sing, make this Nashville swing a dance. Well, the kings of country music, like old Hank and Earl and Cash, wonder what they think about this modern country trash. It's that three-part harmony and fiddle like before. I don't recognize this country anymore. Stop your blue eyes crying in the rain. 50 to 20 and I'm taking sail again. Deeper hell, I'm dialing 35 to Austin. Everyone's exhausted. Same tired song, that's completely rusted. Get back to the heart, center of the ring. Outlaw country, make its way cowboy indeed. Well, the kings of country music, like old Hank and Earl and Cash, wonder what they'll think about this modern country trash. Miss that three-part harmony and fiddle like before. I don't recognize this country anymore. Trash. Miss that three-part home.